Hello?
Hello from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. We want to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm independent, right? Independent.
Independent, thank you. House Bill 49 is currently being considered by the Florida legislature. Proposes to change the child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I had not heard about it, but I would support it.
You would support it. Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
The crime victim? Yeah.
Do you strongly support, somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Now, some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
I don't think I understand what you're asking me.
Should I read it again?
Yes.
Okay. So some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their own names?
No, I think police officers should have the right as well.
Should. Okay. Do you strongly support or somewhat support that?
For police officers to have the right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So they can conceal their names.
Yes, I support it.
Strongly
support it.
Oh, somewhat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Strongly.
Oh, strongly. Okay. Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, little high, about right, or low?
Much too high.
Much too high. All right, thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
Wasteful.
Wasteful, all right. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yes.
Okay. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Support.
All right, thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Do I support suspending?
No, expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners. All right.
Yes.
You support. Okay.
Support.
Gotcha. Thank you. Now, veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant, trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
I would support it. Mm-hmm.
You would support. Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I believe they should.
They should. Okay. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very likely.
Very likely. Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Very. All right. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I feel they should have the right.
They should have the right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
They should have the right.
They should too. All right. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Yes, it should.
Should. Thank you. Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Okay. I know it might be a little weird question, but here's a follow-up question that kind of makes sense. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, they should.
They should. We're halfway done. Appreciate your time and patience. Let's move on. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track, or do you think they're on the wrong track?
They're on the right track.
Right. All right. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences.
Yes, they should.
Do you strongly agree with that or just somewhat?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. Number one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Number two, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math.
I guess I'm going to say one. Mm-hmm.
One, okay. Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
No.
No. And has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Of course, yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I don't know if it's really because of housing, but yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Do you feel the local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
Yes.
Yes, they do. All right. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing.
I'm sorry, can you read that one again?
Yep, no problem. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing?
Yes.
They should. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers, such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
I would be more likely to vote for them.
Okay, we're almost done. Appreciate your patience so far. So finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution that's titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It would also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So these are the last questions, and they're just for statistical purposes. What is your age? And I'll give you a list. 18 to 34, 35, 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Gotcha. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
All right. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
You don't. Okay. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
Yes.
All right. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right, that concludes her survey. Thank you for your time and cooperation. You enjoy the holidays.
You're welcome. You too, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.